You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween. You know, the one with the guy in the white mask who walks around and stalks babysitters?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Guess.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that the one where the guy had knives for fingers?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy, that's right. I like that movie. It was scary.
Well, the first one was, but the rest sucked.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Why? You want to ask me out on a date?
Maybe. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
That's not what you said.
The Catalyst as Unicorn Dash on this Halloween special. DJ Zach Morse, season 6, episode 4. I got it correct. I have my coffee.
It's episode 4.
The Halloween special.
The Halloween special.
Yes.
And I'm going to do this because I don't have a costume. I have this shirt though for. Oh, I have a shirt.
It's a nice shirt, yeah.
Look at this shirt, everyone. Hey, you guys like my shirt?
Bruh, nice shirt, bruh. We got that shirt, bruh.
I got that online, bruh.
Bruh, online is where it's at.
Online. Before
the only place you should be at is shop.lightsleepers.net.
There we go.
That's the only place you should be
there
at.
There we go.
Buy all the shirts.
Buy all the shirts.
Keep the feed, bruh.
Before you go to Pornhub, you go over there, look at the shirts, buy them, click, add to cart.
You know what's funny? Is I hear people say 4chan. I have no idea what that is.
4chan?
Yeah. You heard of that before?
The number 4, C-H-A-N.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a site, kind of like, I don't know.
What? I'm too old.
Yeah, a kid, when I was working with kids, they say, oh, uncle, you go 4chan. I was like, I don't know.
Really?
No idea what.
Okay, everyone, well. Man,
I'm sure people to... out there are laughing like,
they don't know this guy, any dummies.
Yeah, you guys don't know 4chan. Sorry, I'm not into internet or online.
Is it porn?
I think it's like, I don't know if it's porn. I think it's like, they're trying to explain to me, and I can't tell them go on it on their phone.
Okay.
While I'm working with these kids.
Alright.
Oh yeah, go check them out then. So I was like, okay, explain to me what it is. And they says, I guess 4 random people show up on the screen.
Okay.
The person could be doing random things.
Okay.
So if you're like, you know, feeling yourself.
There you go, I love it. Wait, okay, so you're just gonna purposely put your camera, leave the camera on, and then just hang out.
Yeah.
Until somebody randomly is watching you.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
I think that's what it was.
Is that kind of like Twitch?
Well, no. Twitch is like you're dedicated streaming your thing.
Okay, because a lot of stuff happens on.
You press it and it's like 4 screens pop up. All
right, and then the 4 random people come up.
4 random people come up, and one guy might be like, woohoo. One girl might be like doing her hair. I don't know.
Well, what better way as you're getting texts constantly?
Everybody texting me, but everybody
know.
Is just.
They all asking, why?
Up.
Why is the Halloween special starting out with Pornhub and porn and 4chan, bro? I don't know.
You said it, bro. You said before you go on any other site, shop.lightsleepers.net.
You go to the kind, bro.
You get 5 shirts, you put them in, check out. You get 5 more, check out, bro.
You get 4 shirts.
You see me?
Oh, 4 guys.
You bring them, bro, and high five you and give you free stickers.
You would high five somebody.
Oh, yeah, bro. Right. I give a high five daily, bro.
There you go. Fair
daily.
Enough. Fair enough.
Anyways, Halloween special.
You know, Halloween, what's your take on Halloween, first of all?
You like Halloween, huh?
I like the build-up to Halloween. Oh, okay. I don't like the actual day.
Right.
It's just, it's amateur hour. You're going to go to other 2 places. You got Waikiki or downtown.
Yeah.
Amateur hour. Bunch of dummies going to be walking around.
Right.
The girls are going to dress like sluts, which is fine.
That is
just... But then, you know, some of them shouldn't be dressing like sluts, but they dress anyway.
Where do you go on Halloween, though?
Nowhere. I stay home.
Well, you stay home.
Well,
I cannot even imagine you staying home on the biggest night.
I'm about to tell you something, brother.
Tell me something.
What's going to happen is, if not a restaurant that's open with Halloween theme, I'll go to that. Like, Pine and Jigger usually had Halloween theme. One night, they were all Hooters girls. It became Hooters. The whole restaurant became Hooters.
That's pretty cool, man.
So everybody was in Hooters outfit.
With a legit Hooters
shirt. Yeah.
Wow.
So stuff like that is okay.
That's kind of cool.
Then it's slow because everybody, once again, is in Waikiki or downtown. So a restaurant like, say, a 12th Avenue Grill is not going to be busy.
No.
Or Pine and Jigger on King Street, they're not going to be busy. So that's pretty much it. So I don't think any of these restaurants are going to be open Halloween. Maybe 12th Avenue Grill. They usually do a theme where the entire restaurant. That's the only thing I'll do.
Well, Pine and Jigger, when I think about it now, how close it is to McCully, and McCully is literally like only like maybe you go straight down, you're in the beginning of Waikiki.
Yes.
Maybe a good like pregame.
Yeah.
Might be a good place to start, have a dinner.
Yeah. Right.
Get your drink on and then maybe walk it in. Because there's no way you are driving into Waikiki on Halloween.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
I told my story last year.
Yeah.
You guys go check it out, Halloween issue.
This is second
year.
Annual.
Second annual
Halloween. This is our second annual Halloween special, all right?
Yes.
Now, because we video this and we audio this, I can't really throw out some, random people. Maybe some random people will come out later on today. Oh, I'm just going to say.
You random people?
There's some random people going to be coming.
Wow, great.
Some random cameo appearances are going to be coming. Mm. I think you very well should be excited.
Are they going to be like dressed up?
Who knows what they'll be dressed as?
Oh, nice.
All right, but they're going to be some audio surprises.
Well, usually we have people, right, that are already characters.
They're already in their costume of their own.
Yeah, all of our friends that we know, people that we know are acquainted with, are pretty much jokesters in themselves.
It's a costume
in
themselves.
They live Halloween every day.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway.
That is what's going to happen next Tuesday. Well, we tape the show Wednesday. Right, today is the 25th, yeah. Right? 25th, 31st is on a Tuesday, despite it being on a Tuesday, it's still going to be crowded.
Yeah.
Of course, you have Halloween parties on the weekend.
Yeah.
That I don't partake in.
Do you go to Halloween parties at all? No. So when was the last time you DJed a Halloween?
Oh, gosh. That was probably 2008, 2007.
Did you get paid for that gig?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Everyone should be getting paid
for it. Bruh.
Who going to do it for free, bruh?
G-Spot, $20, bruh.
Never mind G-Spot already.
G-Spot, $20.
G-Spot can take his $20 and can stick it.
Love movement, whatever it is, $20. I get paid $20. How much cost to get into the venue?
$20. What was the lowest you ever got paid besides free?
$15.
You got paid $15?
I think I remember, $15.
Oh, boy.
And the thing is, when it's like friends that's doing an event, if they pay me something, because, I know what it is to do events.
Yeah.
And if you're having me spin, well, back then, whatever we spun was hot, So nowadays it's different. But I don't know; it might actually be retro. But back in the day, my friend, I did a party, and I can kind of gauge how many people are there.
Okay.
You kind of just know you're not getting paid,
right?
Right.
Right.
Because you just can count the heads. But when it's like a rave, where it's like thousands of people, and then you're like, okay, get paid. Yeah, go to the door, girl, get checked the envelope. $20, brah.
That is horrible.
And it costs it usually costs even more sometimes before. $30, $35.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, wait, I think that's funny. When you're in that scene or when you're doing it, you just do it, right? You're just stoked to be on the turntables. And after a while, you're like, wait a minute. I have to park my car in the most dingiest
place. Records, grab all the records.
All the records.
This is a total waste of time.
Bring it to the front, and sometimes you gotta weave through everybody to get to the front of the line.
Yes.
Then sometimes you got to convince them that you're actually DJing.
Correct.
Like I did one time at the Cornfield Maze.
Correct.
When you get there, the turntables might not even be on good condition. You remember the turntables where the tone arm is all off? So you're speeding, you might skip, sound like crap.
A lot has changed.
Yeah. Oh, people get paid bank.
A lot has changed. Paid bank, you get paid no matter what.
Yeah.
Equipment is good. Right. Everything is good to go.
My minimum, $100 an hour, brah.
That's how it should be.
You want KTC, bruh? I guarantee you turn the party out. I guarantee
you want the Nate Dogg tribute set? $150.
Bruh, you want the Nate Dogg tribute set? KTC only? All vinyl? $150.
I don't know why you got... People are just texting you like crazy, bruh.
Bruh.
Everybody wants to talk to you right now. We gotta cancel the show, bruh.
You know why?
Shut the show down, bruh.
Everybody just loves KTC, bruh.
Shut them down.
They see me wearing this cool mask, bruh.
Yep, they're watching this live.
They're like, bruh, Cavity is cool, uncool, bruh. Anyway, Enough with the ranting and raving of the past days.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're losing your mind. You're losing your mind because... Let's go with the weekly recap on this Halloween special. Yeah, we're gonna get to some things. First off, what... The scratch battle?
Yeah, we had pizza.
Yeah, pizza. There you go, pizza.
We had
pizza.
A different thing.
There you go.
We had a little scratch and beats. So first of all, I'd like to thank Flour Barley Pizza.
Flour and Barley.
Flour and Barley, sorry.
Okay, OGC. So
Flour and Barley.
Located in International Marketplace.
Yes. They are not affiliated.
They're not.
The Hakkasan Group.
Yes.
They are separate. So the pizza was good.
Okay.
Right,
and good. Tell us about Flour and Barley. How did you meet up with them? How was the pizza?
Pizza is great. It's the most gourmet pizza you could have a hip hop event, bro. We got 6 pizzas.
Wow!
And it was gone.
They sponsored your event.
6 pizzas. Yeah. The
how
homie,
did you? You were talking about this.
I don't want to name the homie yet. I gotta make sure that I can name him.
Oh.
But he did say I can say Flour Barley. So.
Okay, located on the roof.
Yes.
International Marketplace.
So pizza's really good. It's really thin crusties.
Yeah.
So they had one with asparagus and bacon.
There you go.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That's a good combo.
And the second one was straight pepperoni.
Okay.
They had 6 of those joints.
Okay.
Great pizza. And it was gone, brah. All gone. No more nothing left.
All those guys there, probably that's the best gourmet pizza they ever had, bro.
Probably the best meal they had all year, bro.
Probably that's the best meal they ever had.
They're like, bro, I better take some home. I see Ziploc bags come out, bro.
See? That's what I'm saying. All these freeloaders. Let me tell you something.
Balon. You ever heard of balon?
Balon?
That's like Filipino for like
with the knee?
Food.
Okay.
Balon.
With the E.
I only know that because I worked at a hospital.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kevin, you're going to take home the boat, get a balon.
That's pretty good. You better come up with a good impersonation like that because you know.
Yeah, that's part Filipino.
You're part of everything, bro.
I'm part of this world.
You're a Benetton ad, bro.
Oh, nice.
If anybody remembers the Benetton ads.
So, anyway, boy. It was great. DJ Idea, DJ Kodak Visuals.
Yeah.
They scratch it up, bro. I haven't seen scratching like that. Just murder.
Speaking of those guys, needles. I gotta ask you this.
Okay. Go.
There's the guy I always see that scratches. Correct me if I'm wrong who this guy is, but he's like this buff guy who scratches.
Yeah.
He's get ponytail.
Yeah, DJ Idea.
That's DJ Idea. Okay.
Okay, you might remember him back in the day.
Got it. Really?
He came to Hawaii. I don't know if he's from here. He went back and forth, whatever.
Okay.
He's a skinny guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
he
then
went away.
He go leave.
And he went go get buff, do some steroids. I don't know if he did roids.
Great, yeah.
He did any kind.
Say it. All right.
Any kind. SGG, IGG, HGG. Any kind. CBD.
Wow.
And but he got buff and he got braids like Jedi's and started scratching, man.
Interesting. We're going to have him on the show.
Yeah, no, we will have him on the show. Talk about like the scratch game because he might be the only guy I know in Hawaii that is 100% scratching.
100% scratching?
Yeah, like just,
what does that mean?
It means just that's his life.
Okay, so he's scratching
like,
right now.
Imagine taking a crap in the morning and scratching. Like, I'm not even kidding.
So as he's scratching his ass, he's scratching.
He's scratching, bro. He's waking up, he's scratching, bro.
Wow.
You know his company is called Scratch Poop.
Then therefore he is on the toilet.
That's what I'm saying,
right,
bro.
Got it.
I don't say these got things, it. So make it up,
good
bro.
Segue. Finally, you come up with a good segue after all these years.
I'm telling you, that's the Lord. Reason why, bro.
Okay, so who else was there? Name some people.
Man, all the people. Pizza. Memoirs came out.
Shout out to Memoirs.
DJ Liger Woods did not come out.
No one knows where he is.
No, but he is disappeared, bro. Yep. He's in the land of the lost, bro.
He is looking for him.
And the doctor from the movie and the big guy on Hawaii 5-0 all on the island.
They all driving around the island 69 times. 69 times up the butt. That's what it's all about. That's his new catchphrases. Everything is 69 up the butt. I don't know what, if there's a cryptic message. I don't know if that's like a coming soon message, like somebody's going to attack us or something. But yeah. So anyway, who else was there?
We had Slasher Cut. It's a new DJ. He's down with the Kicks crew.
Yeah, you're right.
All these guys down with crews, bro.
Kicks Hawaii crew?
Nameless came true.
Nameless?
Yeah, all the DJs.
No, NMLS.
NMLS.
NMLS, bro.
Logo Wonder came out with his crew.
That's right. Shout out.
Kicks Hawaii came out with their crew.
Yeah. Solution.
Solution came out there. Jay came out there.
There
AK
you go.
Compose.
DJ Compose was there.
And shout out to D'Angelo Russell. He's murdering it right now.
D'Angelo Russell's doing well,
he's
as
doing
expected.
Great.
As expected.
Imagine if they had Jeremy Lin out there. That'd be, you know.
Well, then we'd have the real brothers.
Anyway, so.
DJ Compose was there.
He was there, bro. Let's see.
He did invite me to come down.
When did you come?
He said, come with me down to this thing. I want to go check this scratch thing. And I'm like, sorry, but I said, why?
Bruh.
And then he was like, Because I said, why? Because, like, what am I going to do there?
Watch, bro.
Am I going to just, like, wave at people?
Bro, I didn't even scratch. You're crazy. I'm not going to touch those turntables.
You never scratch.
Hell no.
Well,
I scratch at home, bro.
I scratch somewhere else.
I scratch at my home, all kind of places.
Midnight, but, 2 a.m. But I was at Pine and Jigger, actually.
You should have came.
I was across you watching the Rockets game, bro.
Nobody care about that, bro.
Let me tell you something right now. I care. I'm going to tell you right now. They was playing Sacramento Kings as that pizza was going on. So I was already
eating. You should have came and said hi to everybody.
I was tired. Nobody going to care about it.
Nobody going to care, but I mean, it doesn't matter. Just come through. Just come
through. Well, I was watching the IG story.
Okay, good.
Good enough. It's like I was there.
DJs came out.
Okay.
Colossus came out. DJ Colossus came out. All the DJs came out. People came out. Ideas, whole family came out. It was like a graduation luau, bro.
Wow.
They all came one time, like 100 of them.
Bring the peepee collar.
Come to find out, he's related to every local person on the island.
Isn't that all of everybody,
and after
really?
That, hey, they know me too. And
I mean, aren't you related to every Hawaiian, really?
Kind of.
Quite frankly. I mean, you know, the princess and
kind of crazy,
the, yeah, Trask. Oh, okay.
Yeah, not them.
Okay.
Anyway, but anyway, it was a great event. Great night. Only two producers came out to play beats.
Oh.
But that was expected.
Wow.
Because, you know, I think the scratch takeover was a little too much for these guys.
Oh, right. They didn't know.
See, that's the thing. There's so much of a divide. Because back in the day, producers, DJs, people that did turntablism, all kind of was one, you know? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got, like, drama, right? He can scratch, he can mix.
Do it all.
He can DJ, he can make beats.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, same with me. I can do that, too. But, like, a lot of now, it's, like, divided. Like, the guys that make scratch don't make beats.
They're not open-minded.
And they don't DJ. They don't actually spin.
They're not open.
Yeah. They just scratch.
Right. It's same like people who listen to music.
I guess so.
They only listen to one style of music as per...
Is that, I guess that symbolizes today in a nutshell, right?
Yeah. You have we used to listen to the gangster rap, the East Coast rap, all this kind of rap. Yeah. Now everybody's like, I only listen to trap. Oh. And you got the guys who only listen to this.
And it just basically manifests itself in every different subculture.
Every subculture, yeah.
So now it's like, I only scratch.
Yeah.
Can you mix a record? Exactly. No, I just buy records, fresh.
Exactly.
And all day.
Exactly.
Wow, that's kind of sad, dude.
People aren't multi-angled with their cultures. They don't want to
open up. So technically, you're one-track minded.
Correct.
Hence why our society is like this.
Correct.
Bro, look at that, bro. We're just hitting all social and economical levels.
Trying to help. We're just trying to help. Bro.
Anyway, that happened. It was great. Look for the next pizza coming up
in November. Wednesday. All right.
Saturday, real quick, we had my son's first basketball game.
Yes.
At the Town League, bruh.
The Town League, wow.
You know how we feel.
There's a joke in that one.
How about Town, bruh?
The Towny League.
The Towny League, bruh. Let me tell you something right now, Mean Gene Jack. Let me tell you something right now, Tony Schiavone.
What are
Nobody clap for the kid, bruh.
That's weird.
You go in a gym, bruh, if I sneeze, everybody gonna hear him in 5 gyms on the east side, bruh.
What are they all doing?
They just staring.
Staring, and that's it.
You go in the gym, it's like nobody playing basketball.
All
you hear squeaks. You know, the sneakers.
But nobody's telling, come on, Tommy.
No.
Come on, Kiko.
No. We're not named Kiko, bro. Your name, Chad.
Chad. Scott.
Brandon.
Scott. what else we got?
Some Kalani.
We're missing a ton of them.
Chad.
Bryson.
Bryson. Bryce.
Plenty
Gary.
Bryce. Gavin.
Gavin. Kevin.
Yeah. Plenty. Kevin Chigemasu.
Oh, bro.
Bryce Tokura.
I don't even want to be like, we're stereotyping, but it's the truth, bro.
We are stereotyping. It's the truth.
No, it's not stereotyping if it's true.
Well, it's true.
Right?
We're stereotyping the truth.
Because we both went to town schools all our
lives. Yes. Angela Kanashige.
You know how many Brandons was in my class?
Too many.
Three, bro.
Yeah.
In a class of 26 kids, 3.
I just want to know, like, what... These names are not used in 2017, obviously, right? I don't think there's a Scott. I don't think there is a Mike. Mm. I don't think there is a Keith. I don't think there's a Bryson.
Last Keith was Vibes, bro.
That's right. That's the only Keith.
That's his new name. The last Keith.
And then Brandon S00 is the last one.
The last Brandon ever, bro.
So that's the last Brandon.
The last Brandon ever, bro.
So what? It's just strange that these Japanese families... Japanese people decide to use these names. It's the same names, bro. Gavin. Ain't no Holly named Gavin. There maybe is, but not that I've seen, right? That you've seen.
Yeah.
So they're all there. So they're all playing basketball quiet.
I thought maybe they all had headphones on, bro. Silent DJ. Silent basketball.
Rubbish.
Going there, my wife's like, nobody's cheering. Huh? I'm like, no, for real? So I sit there and we listen, but nobody cheering. The coaches is the loudest people on there.
I don't understand that.
The coach is yelling, and they're not even yelling. They're just talking. You can hear everything they say, bro.
How about when they make a basket? Do they clap?
No.
When they make a basket, they don't clap?
Bro, we clap the loudest.
I don't understand.
I'm not even lying. I love to be lying. But in youth sports these days, they don't make it down in town. They don't make noise, bro.
I don't understand that at all. At all.
If it's silent like this, maybe like... Sir, okay. I'm not.
Waste time already. It is. I don't even have kids. I would clap.
Right.
I'm going to cheer what's going on.
I started clapping for other team when they started blowing us out.
There you go.
But I was like, because no one was clapping for them either.
Wait. You clapping for the other team as your son was on the losing team?
Well, you know, because they're still young. What are you doing? No, they're still young.
But still, yeah, you can just, you know. Okay, do nice, no, guy.
The reason why I clap is because they had some ballers, bro. Oh. 9, 10-year-olds shooting threes.
It was rigged.
I don't know, man. Some of them teams, bro.
Ain't no 9-year-old shooting threes.
That's some ringers, bro. These, you know, girls grow bigger than boys in that age. 9 to 10 years old. Like, we're in that age.
Really?
Yes. Girls grow faster in that age.
I did not know that. Thank you, yeah. Health, Harry.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know,
I did not know school, that. Bro. That's right.
Health Ed, bro.
That's right. You learned from Mrs.
Put on the...
Taniguchi.
Put on the real. Remember that?
Wow. Did you guys have
that? Yeah, we had that. I remember.
Wow.
We're not even old school. They just never upgraded to a DVD.
They never got the DVD. And then
bro, they still had the reel, bro.
The reel, and then it moved to the cart with the TV.
Exactly.
Push the cart with the VHS. Yes.
So anyway, they lost.
Right.
One thing I learned about my coaches is they're not vocal.
Interesting.
So I was instructing my son.
Like, oh, so you're yelling at...
Yeah, I'm like, yo, get up on her. Like, you know, because if she's shooting them threes, then yeah. You got to play closer to defense, right? But, you know, and then I told him, like, make sure, you know, you watch your hips, way to go. You know, like, basic basketball stuff. That's the number one sport I played all throughout my years.
Right.
So, like, you know, make sure if she burns you, make sure you ask for help. If they pick, you know, switch.
Why don't you coach?
Because time-wise, that's why. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, what am I saying? The only thing. You have no time to do nothing.
In Mililani, Mililani League, since we've been doing it for 4 years, 2 years, which is 4 seasons, I signed up as the coach, bro. So if they pick me, I don't know if they will. Yeah, I get to be the coach.
It's kind of good and bad if they pick you. It's good because, yeah, you take this team to the championship.
I'll take them to the championship, bro.
Nothing will get done.
Bro, no, this, the thing is, I can make practice one day, bro. So I can make the practice when I like it, bro. All
right. Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what time,
bro. I hope this next game, people cheering, but I don't know if people have their coffee, people don't have their cocaine.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's like,
in townies, right? Townies outside, don't do cocaine.
Bro, the noses look clean, bro. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Maybe they didn't get the medication.
Sad, maybe? I don't know.
The medication didn't kick in. They're doing their Merlot with their Xanax.
Bro, I don't know.
You know?
Bro, I was so confused, bro. I was literally like, what the heck?
I don't get it.
You cheer for your kids, bro. You cheer for the kids.
I don't get it at all. But I don't get it for one bit. Anyway. I don't get it for one bit. But here's something that I think you do get.
What do I get?
We do get.
Okay, what do we got?
Because Saturday night, October 21st, the first annual Sleep Times. I don't even know what that sound is. It's like somebody stuck on the toilet. The first annual Sleep Times Over dinner.
Yes.
Square Barrels, Saturday night. Was a rousing success, I have to say.
Good job, brother. Great job.
It all pulled off. I mean, there was a lot of chaos.
Right.
But
it was very chaotic.
Despite it all, it went well. Yeah. We had 44 people. And it went well all from the beginning to end. We had the meals, the courses. All were great. It was a lot of food.
A lot of food.
We had the...
It was full by the third course, bro.
By the third course, yeah. Which was the brother course. The local people course. Fried chicken, the spaghetti. Yeah. Good stuff over there. Yeah. Then we had the oxtail locomoco, the deconstructed locomoco, the salute to the Hollies. Now, by then, everybody was full.
Right.
But then the special guest arrived.
I was excited, bro.
Tickled to death, as they say. Excited.
Yeah, I was using the bathroom forever.
You had to go.
She shivers for life.
So we're going to post that the video up of the interviews. Yes. Mr. Rick Blangiardi, our first ever drop. He was the first ever drop for the show. Yes.
Wow.
He came down.
Now we moving on.
We talked about UH football.
He was a great interview.
He talked about the state of July.
Bruh, did he?
What was going on? It was a great informative. We had people clapping. It's great to have a studio audience, man. Isn't that something? The rail. Yeah. We had 5 questions game.
Yes.
You
guys fighting already?
We fighting. Got to fight the Italians down.
Bruh, you learned for clothesline, you,
get the sword ready. Yeah, exactly. That was what it was.
Interesting facts. Telemundo? That just amazes me.
He was the president of Telemundo.
I thought you were joking with him.
No. He was the president of Telemundo. Mm. He said all the Latin women were there. They all hot Latin women worked Telemundo.
Oh, I bet.
The stereotype for that is real.
Well, so that was when he was living in the mainland.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. Where? What area? In Texas?
He was in Seattle for a bit.
Telemundo.
Then he moved down to in California, and then. But then that's why he was responsible for Seattle Seahawks preseason football on KHNL. Because he set that deal. That's why Jim Leahy did the broadcast for Seattle Seahawks. Right. This is like back in the late
80s. When Steve Largent was still
there. Steve Largent was there, right.
Who was the quarterback?
Dave Craig, bro. Dave Craig, the real Seattle Seahawk. Dave Craig,
bro. You're not even a fan, but you know that.
That's the real. That is the real. But he came down. We had North Shore on the screen. We had the Who This Game. Yeah. The grand prize.
Grand prize is great.
Honolulu Club membership.
Shout out to Honolulu Club.
Shout out to Derek Kamakagi, the Honolulu Club manager to the stars.
Derek Kamakagi.
That's it, right? That's a local name, huh?
That is a local brother. But he grew up in town.
He grew up in town. Iolani grad, bro.
Bro, I get my friend Clifton with Iolani.
They all probably hanging out right now drinking beer.
Yasu told me, bro.
They're doing shots right now.
That's his real name.
That is a very stereotypical name.
It's very stereotypical. Oh, great guy, though. Great guy. Great
well, yeah. They're all good guys. They just have stereotypical names. It doesn't mean they're bad people.
Yeah. No. Wait. I'm not saying
nobody get that name.
It's because you got the name Ryan. It doesn't mean you're...
Never mind Ryans. But they get plenty of Ryans. But then we had it was a free massage. 1 month membership.
Wow.
Personal training is what the old people call it. And then it was given away, and that was one. And then overall, good night. We're going to do this again. Yeah. It was a rounding success.
Woo.
And I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. I don't know when I'm going to do this.
No.
Probably next year. But the next location is going to be a Cocoaid Cafe, bro.
Wow. Breaking news, bro.
Lian Wong has said she wants to do the next Sleep Times Over Dinner. The second Sleep Times Over Dinner will be.
I don't know if I should be mad or sad right
now. We should be glad.
Tell me the truth.
Breaking news. I'm going to get your reaction live.
I all of this. And I told you, where is the next one going to be, bro? And
you didn't tell me. That's pretty dramatic, but then I'm gonna make it even more dramatic because that your reaction live was caught on record right here. So yeah, probably like I don't know when.
I feel like
we can make it like on Valentine's Day or something.
It's kind of crazy, you know. I never thought I'd be mingling with these types of what do you call these people?
What do you call
socialites? Not really socialites, because they're like the
people that are non hip hop people.
Well, you know, non hip hop people, but they're not the socialites because they're the people
they're not
that socialites, the
socialites
want to smoke.
Movers and shakers.
Yeah, like Brad Giardi and Leanne, like they're what the socialites want to be done with.
I'm just putting the rocket on your back, bro, and we're just shooting out, bro.
All because DJ Zach Morris.
We're shooting you out to the space, bro.
You watching this? Don't you give it up for Zach Morris right here? I'm trying, he does his thing.
Bro, I'm trying to put the rocket on you, bro, and send you out to the space.
You're the best.
Okay,
so
get you exposure. This is exposure, sir.
Hey, bro.
This is exposure.
So is she doing the menu then?
Yeah, so it'll be a lot easier.
Wow. It'll
be a lot easier.
This reactions are really live. I don't know any of this stuff.
See, how's that? See, this is great news, right?
Like old Portuguese lady.
I know, yeah, that didn't sound good. That did not sound good at all. But yes,
anyway,
that's coming up.
Anyway, wow, bro. That's
good.
Awesome.
There you go. So I was thinking maybe like we do like a Valentine's Day massacre dinner or something like that. I don't know.
I like that one.
Valentine's Day. Never mind love, we'll call it.
No. She don't love you, bro.
She don't love you. Nobody love anybody.
No love. Love.
And then we can create already got like ideas. We got the Koryamoku course.
Oh yeah.
We got Howley to you too. The Micromoku course.
We could get the same food and do it two different styles.
Battle of the Mokus.
The Koryamoku and then Micromoku.
Exactly. Then we got Howley to you too, which will be the sequel to the Howley course, which is also a line in North Shore.
Bro,
I'm trying to think here, okay?
I'm in love with a stripper. You know,
I'm in love with a stripper, yes. That was also thought of.
No.
We can do something a strip.
No.
Yeah, we can do something in a thong.
Yeah.
And then it'll all work out. But then that's okay. So
to
summarize, it was a rousing success, I think.
Did she hear about it or something? Or
oh, yeah.
People
know about this, bro. What you talking about?
Nobody knows, bro.
Nobody knows nothing. But I tell you what.
When did you talk to her?
I didn't talk to her. The word got on the streets.
Oh. Streets is talking.
The streets is watching. Jay-Z called up Lian Wong and said, hurry up.
And then she said, okay.
Yes, exactly. So the bottom line.
What's the bottom line?
We would like to say thank you to all that show.
Yes. Yo, I'll take right. off my mask right now because I need to be serious.
Here we go. Serious people. Put that on there.
Serious people.
And we'd like to say thank you. Oh, success.
Yes.
Everyone who attended.
Yes.
I'm sure everybody had fun. Well, yes. The feedback was great. They got to hear us.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that other party.
We had a mixed bag of people too.
Exactly. That's how it wanted to be.
Slap Symphony, Westbrook, and his girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, we had Brother Frankie.
Brother Frank was there.
Yeah, Brother Frank was there.
He old brought Central Psy. Yes,
we was there. Central Psy.
Central Psy was there.
Chelsea, the wife to the
wife
catalyst.
Wife to the catalyst.
Spell winner.
Yes, we had Saku-san, the supporter of the supporters.
Supporter of the support.
Support. We had, who else we had? We had, Diane 808, the socialite to the stars.
Oh, yeah.
Diane 808. We all know the same people. We had people from CrossFit Zeus was there.
CrossFit Zeus was there.
Jay Nance.
We had the chef in the back. I talked story with him a little bit.
The chef was over there.
Yeah. Who else we had?
Hideo Simon was there.
The guy who thinks he knows about 80s reggae, don't know nothing about 80s reggae.
I don't know who that guy was, bro. Never mind that guy. Okay, so to tell the listeners what happened. Okay, so the whole point is everybody's playing the Hootis game. And then the Hootis game is basically the sommelier to the stars. He goes to each table, a group, and he plays a song. It's like Name That Tune.
Right.
And they got to guess the song. So at the end of the thing, the guys with the most points tallied up, they had the choice of battling us in Hootis to challenge us. Nobody decided to challenge because all the songs that they chose, we would easily get. Like some people were saying, oh, I bet you they don't know Mr. Cheeks, Lights, Camera, Action. Right. I'm like, never mind.
Yeah.
So he opened it up to other topics.
Yeah.
And then you got a bunch of yahoos in the back saying, you play some 80s reggae, bro? I don't know that kind of stuff. Check me out. Cancel me out of the picture,
it's not
Holly.
Even real reggae, though. That's the thing. I'm not saying real reggae. I'm not saying.
I don't know.
Pastor Ducci is not. I mean, it's reggae,
but it's not.
I
cannot listen to that song for intense.
You're talking about Light Sleepers, bro. That's not real reggae, bro.
I cannot listen to
that. You're talking about Apache Chief.
Boom Shakalak.
That is like the worst song to even represent reggae, period, bro.
I'm like, well, they're Justin's friends. I don't know them. This is nothing to do against them.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
But
never mind.
Knew who he was. Well, that guy, he was the actor, bro. I was like, what the hell?
He was the actor.
Yeah, Sky Cameron said Apache Chief was in a movie. You remember that?
Oh, that's right. He knows all the movies. He knows all the movies. He's a movie expert.
How do you know Apache Chief? Who the heck?
I don't know who Apache Chief is. And then we got 80s rap, which is awful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The only year in 80s rap that matters, 1988, bro.
That's it, bro.
After that,
I get it straight, bro.
I don't want to care about Spider D. And Houdini and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Never mind.
With Mighty Casey.
What was that?
2003 BET.
Give me a break.
First of all, we didn't even have BET in Hawaii in 2003.
Give me a break.
So that's almost like a.
See how rigged this thing is?
Yeah, that was kind of rigged. And second of all, that song is terrible.
That song was horrible. Call himself Mighty Casey. In 2003, you're going to call yourself Mighty Casey?
Yeah, and a white boy.
Forget it.
Like that hook.
Sounds like a choo choo. Forget it.
I guess it was hot. South, I don't know.
It was hot probably in Michigan or something, New Hampshire
pretty
or something.
Much, bro.
Forget it.
He was like a star. You know, free bagels all the
Nobody
time.
Gives a damn.
Anyway.
So anyway, yes. We like to, despite all that.
Yeah, thank you.
We like to thank everyone for attending. We're going to have one real soon. It's a great event. We're going to put the clips on YouTube. Check the YouTube channel. We're going to put, I mean, we don't have a cameraman per se, so we just, there's a lot of hard shots.
Yeah, so we're working on it. We're trying to get better at everyone. Right?
That's it, really.
We'll, sooner or later, we have a video camera. With live video.
Guy filming and panning.
Filming with real audio that you can actually hear clean.
Right, right.
So hopefully by the time we do the next one.
Oh, good luck.
We can get all this done.
Well, at least people can now hear. So that changes the game of this whole thing. So there you go. Thank you, everyone. And then you got anything else to add? We're going to take a break here.
Thank you, everybody, for that. It was fun.
Great times.
I just thank, to the crew. That crew, Justin, first of all.
Yeah, let's go down the line. Yeah, Okai Maki
and his staff.
Justin Beemore, his staff.
Hideo from Square Barrels,
Hideo letting
man.
Us be there, right? Talk to the Lord.
The Lord, definitely. Jordan.
The Cocktails, J. Ray, for the video. He's helping out with the video and expediting. Let's go into this. Right. Thank you to the Lord.
Honey Wahine for the
Whoopie Pies.
Yeah.
The Lord's wife.
Yes.
Jordan.
Yeah.
All you guys, thank you, because they were the guys that were the servers. They were the
Sky
bussers
Cameron
and servers.
Doing everything.
Sky Cameron did a million things that night.
Right.
Because we had no staff.
Yes.
That's the thing. That was the chaotic part of it. Yeah. And we had no staff. So without
so
them.
People out there that are hearing this, that was there. Yeah, technically there was no staff.
They found out that night that they had to go and fill water and bring
so
the drinks out.
Up,
yeah, people stepped up. If it wasn't for them, this would not have worked.
Right.
So yeah, thank you to Mahalo, yeah, as they say.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Hawaii. I want to say in something Jawaii.
And I will say thank you.
There you go. Take a break.
Sleep time's over. Season 6, episode 4, the Halloween episode.
Second annual.
Second annual.
Yes.
Halloween episode.
There you go.
Woo!
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo, guys, this is Justin from Earl Kaimuki. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimuki, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right, guys, shoots. Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
You're still here.
They're after us. They know we're still in here.
They're after the place. They don't know why. They just remember. Remember that they want to be in here.
What the hell are they?
They're us, that's all. There's no more room in hell.
What?
Something my granddaddy used to tell us. You know Makumbo? Voodoo. Granddad was a priest in Trinidad. Used to tell us, when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Sleep time's over. Kev the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris.
That's right.
Season 6, exactly. Episode 4.
The second annual.
Second annual.
We made it to a second annual of something. Yeah. I think this is our first second annual thing. I think so, because we started this in June. The first second annual thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then coming up with the Thanksgiving special. Oh, and then the Christmas special.
Oh, bro.
And I got a surprise for the Christmas special, bro.
What you gonna do, bro?
Well, I sang at the last one.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you did. That's good.
I'm gonna probably have a duet with somebody.
Someone's gonna
get ready, bro.
Someone's gonna come in.
The Christmas special.
Offer their integrity for you.
We both gonna sing together. Get ready.
Endless love.
We close enough, but we're gonna sing something together. Chestnuts roasting, bruh.
More
that's right.
Love.
Round that virgin chick.
Santa.
That's right. Whoa. That's what they say in the song. They round young virgins.
Oh yeah, round.
That's right.
Round. Yeah. Did it say?
Round young virgins. Round young virgins. They don't want it to be fit. They want them to be round.
Round virgins.
Round
well, you
up.
Know, back in the day, it was cold, right?
Bump them up, yeah.
So this way, like, being chubby and fat.
Warm them up. That's right, bro.
I love me some round young virgins.
So we start segment one, not talking about porn. Segment two of the Halloween special, we're talking about Christmas and virgins.
Round young virgins.
See, there you go.
Mother and child.
There you go. Think about that.
I'm
that
very
could
confused
be,
right now.
That's scary. That's mother very scary. Think that Whoa. Over. Think that over. Because, speaking of scary things... It's Halloween, and we're time for none other than a ghost story. Let's talk about a ghost story here. So you gave a ghost story in the very first episode of the Kahala Theater, Kahala Mall. Notorious.
Kahala Ghost, bruh.
For Kahala, yeah, for ghosts in
Shut
Kahala.
Shut up, bruh. I was there. It was scary, bruh.
While I drive in was right
do a
there.
Recap, because this is like a whole new year.
Of Kahala Mall?
My ghost story.
About ghost story recap?
Yeah. Do I do a real quick one? Like, give me like...
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, in case of anybody that well,
I went beach.
Yeah,
Shishi.
That's right.
So I went Kahala Mall, 9 o'clock. People studying at Starbucks. Instead of going to the scary one down the stairs, you guys know Kahala Mall downstairs.
Yeah,
I went to the other one, which is not supposed to be scary. Went to the other one, past Hallmark, past everything, closed.
Yes.
So you know it's pretty quiet.
By the theater.
Go into the bathroom, walk in, go to urinal, make Shishi. I hear kids laughing.
Okay, and there were no kids there.
And I turn around. Like an idiot. And I looked under the stalls. Like an idiot.
There you go.
No kids there.
You was...
And like an idiot, I turned around and I washed my hands.
Okay.
Like an idiot.
And
I
then you looked up.
Shot. I looked up like an idiot. To see if anything was in the mirror. Like an idiot.
There you go. I don't know what to
And
do.
Then I walked out and I yelled in the women's bathroom. Hey, anybody there? Anybody? Why did I do that?
What are you doing, bro?
I don't know. I'll just be my Ghostbusters, bro.
Local people, I tell you.
Then I ran. I really ran. I kind of scuttled fast to get on the corner. Get on the corner for the movies. Then I walked and I was like, bro. And that's why there's no sovereignty.
Wow. That's exactly why there's no sovereignty. Local people cannot act accordingly when the ghosts...
It was so audible, though. It was audible. Audible. Like...
You gotta play it right, bro.
I was like, what the heck?
When the ghost, when you sense it, you can either...
What if the ghost was laughing at my thing?
Wow.
I'm like, who is this guy?
Wow.
Brother. That's how you pack him, Jack.
Wow, how's that? This is a very adult Halloween episode.
The ghost is like, oh my brother, that's all you get.
Bro, what that waste time they're going, huh?
What see, you know what the thing is?
You get a girlfriend.
No. Shut. What that time? Yeah.
Did you have a girlfriend that time?
I forget.
No, there you go,
then. I was DJing, like, so, you know.
Oh, girlfriend, what set you up, bro?
She set me up, bro. But put it this way. I'd rather have a kid's laugh than, like, an ominous laugh.
True.
So maybe the kid was just playing.
Well, that led you to be the father you are today.
Hey.
See, there you go. Like, see, there's always a light at the end of...
But Goosebumps was, like, instant, dude. Like, hee-hee, tack. Brrr. Like, I was like, wow. Holy... I can feel it already. I can feel it coming back.
Were you sober?
I came on the beach. Yeah. Okay. Sandy Beach, bro. Okay. Sandy Beach with the boys, bro.
I don't know if you guys drink Primo beer at the beach.
I don't even drink back then.
Okay.
Still don't drink. Just when I do sleep time sober parties.
There you go. Good. You're welcome, bro.
I drink all the drinks. I don't even get drunk, bro. I drive home straight as an arrow.
That's true. Yeah, you're pretty.
I tell you, bro. People, they drink every day, right? Every day they drink.
Every hour.
Bro, I can drink more than everybody, bro.
Oof. I tell you, I don't know how it's that Hawaiian blood you have. Soak some up.
Just soak it up, bro. Good. Soak it up, bro.
Good for you. Soak them up, bro. That's why soak them up became a thing, because the Hawaiians, that's what they do. They soak them up.
No sovereignty, bro. Too much soak them up.
That's correct.
Okay, anyway, that was my little over thing. It's like only 2 minutes. Perfect.
All right.
That's what happened to me last. Not happened to me last.
Well, you told that story last year. For the first annual Halloween special. So now we have the, I guess to add on to that one. I gave a preview a couple weeks ago about the ghost story, the ghost of Honolulu Club.
Yeah.
So my former boss at the time, he loves Halloween. So he does a, not on the actual night of Halloween, but he does a sleepover where he shows horror movies on a big projector at the club, at the Honolulu Club, late at night.
Is he doing that again this year?
Oh, no, he moved on. He moved away to,
moved on like
shout out to JT, bro. No, he moved to New York, bro.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Nobody dying already. We always talk about people dying. We're not going to talk about people dying on the Halloween show. Go figure. So he organizes this thing where we watch a bunch of horror movies and then we go search for ghosts. Because Honolulu Club is notoriously known to be haunted because right next to the Honolulu Club is a graveyard.
Below the Honolulu Club used to be TGI Fridays.
Correct, which was haunted.
Which is haunted, yeah.
Right. So... based off of what the cleaning crew that works late night would always tell us stories about, there's people like coming out of the pool, footsteps, water dripping out of the pool, lights flickering, things moving around.
It's crazy. Ghosts swim.
Yeah. Ghosts can do it all. They do it all.
Bro, you're in the purgatory in the ghost world.
You're just swimming around.
You stay fit, but you never know who you meet.
Patrick Swayze was moving things around in Ghosts. Rest in peace. We're talking about a dead guy.
There you go, bro. Knock it off.
We broke the shield. So they're walking around, and then they go to the spa area in the back of the club on the top floor. There's known to have a lot of activity, as they say.
Right.
So he goes in there with a camera. Two other people in there with him.
Right.
Now, this is a true story. There is video evidence of this. I have the evidence of this.
Right.
True story. They go to the they go to the spa massage room.
Right.
Dark. He calls out to the room. He says, is there anyone here? If there's anyone here... that is, if there's a presence here, can you let us know? Can you please acknowledge us and just say that you are here? We're not making trouble. He went to this whole spiel.
Wow.
We're not trying to cause any trouble. We're just trying to see if there's a presence.
Presidential speech.
Pretty much right. Like four score
years ago, you can go somewhere.
Are you alive or what? Yeah, exactly. So then he puts a pen down onto the massage table.
Oh, okay.
And he tells the entity,
right,
can you please give us a sign that you are present? The light turns on, bro. He turns on the light. The ghost turns on the light.
Oh, bro.
There you go. See? There you go.
And then a dog.
One of our million alarms that you have.
When a bee sting. That's right. When I'm feeling sad.
What in the world was that?
These are a few of my favorite things.
Wow, how random was that just now?
Because it's like the dog's scary. Bite when the bee.
You're possessed right now. I'm not going to sit by you anymore.
Rainbow Dash,
bro. I'm not sitting by you right now.
I'm Rainbow Dash.
I'm sitting on the other side.
My little ponies.
That's right. Look like Rainbow Bright, bro.
Same universe, bro.
Okay, yeah. Same thing.
Rainbow Bright side and
Pony
side.
Never mind Rainbow Bright. Okay, anyway, listen to this.
The light is going on and off.
The light's turning on. The ghost turned on the light.
Bruh.
And then he proceeds to have a conversation with the ghost, saying that I'm going to ask, give you like yes or no. Yes, if you're this, turn on the light. No, turn off the light. Things of that nature.
Right.
And he proceeded to have, this was a 40-minute long video.
Wow. Talk with the ghost for 40
minutes.
Job interview for Apple.
Maybe. Oh, wow. Too soon. And then I don't even know too soon for what. I don't even know what that means.
That's what I heard. I heard that long interviews.
Okay, so really. Okay, so he's asking him all these questions. One of the questions is like, are you a friendly ghost? Are you upset at anything? Are you Casper? Are you not? Are you the rapper Casper? Are you the ghost Casper? And the ghost says, she is not. She is a female.
Whoa.
She is just there. She's just trapped.
Was this the men's locker room?
No. This is in the massage room.
Oh, massage room. Okay.
Bruh, focus on this story, but you're possessed right now. Okay. So I'll somehow post this video up on YouTube. I got to. But it is legit.
So it's a female. So she says she's
that
a
she
female.
Is not endangering anyone. She's not a she's not causing any harm to anybody. She's trapped in the club.
Wow.
She lives in the club.
So he would say, "Are you trapped?"
And she, yes. Yes.
Wow.
And he was with this other guy and then this other girl, and the other girl, let's just say, she had a few too many adult cocktails.
Okay.
So she is kind of gone. Mm-hmm. So the comedy to this video is, she's talking to the ghost too, like going, "Oh, thank you. Thank you for answering. That's so nice of you." All waste time. All drunk. So I don't know what was more entertaining, listening to her talk or listening to the light go, watching the light go off and on. So it goes on for 40 minutes. Bottom line was that the conversation was a real conversation with this light. And he was saying things like, what else did you mention? Like, how long ago did she pass away?
Oh, okay.
Was it 10 years ago? Yes. Was it 20 years ago? Yes.
Whoa.
Things of that nature.
Whoa.
True story.
So did he ask her, like, how did she get out? How can she get unstuck?
Oh, I don't think that was... Because it was only limited to, like, yes or no questions. But it was a whole long
thing. How did he end the conversation with a ghost? Shoot!
Yeah, well, he's Holly, so he was like, well, thank you. Thank you very much. He didn't say that.
And bye?
I think it was something like that. Well, the funny thing too is, as they're in the room and he's trying to get the attention of this ghost,
right,
you see the camera flicker.
Wow,
like you see in the movies when a ghost comes. Paranormal Activity, brah.
Scary ghost.
The static.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you have some feedback, and then all of a sudden, boom, the light come on and off.
What?
The ghost is in there, brah.
Electromagnetic, brah.
That's right, brah. Cro-Magnon.
So you seen this video. You watched the
video.
Yes,
it was amazing.
I didn't see it yet. You didn't show it to me.
I gotta show this to you. I'm gonna show the world this video.
Already,
as soon as I upload this video, everything will blow up. That's it.
Well, just spare the business, please.
Okay, that's right. All right, great. I'll send it to Macaulay Library or something. But then I'm just saying, I told him, you gotta send this to like some kind of a national.
How long has he been sitting on this video?
This happened 2013.
Wow. 2013,
2014, this happened. Yeah.
So he has this video and he chooses not to post it up at all.
He never posted it up. No, I told him you should send it to some national channel. National.
Yeah, go straight. Put your watermark on it and send it to Inside Edition, bro.
That's it.
No, something like that.
So that's
Donald Trump. I don't know.
Yeah, he'll just say it's fake news, but then he'll be like,
"Bro,
I'm gonna post that up."
Bro, that's insane, though.
So this is Wednesday the 25th. I'm gonna post this before Halloween is our special.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. That's the ghost story.
That's pretty scary. Yeah. So, do you go into that area, the massage area? Do you feel anything?
No. I mean, it's all happening late at night, apparently. I am oblivious to this kind of thing.
When you go to Honolulu Club, do you ever feel anything when you're there?
Is there
any specific places you're like, kind of weird?
No.
Oh.
I honestly don't think of it as anything weird.
Well, you don't know where Honolulu Club is, right?
It's on Ward Avenue, and then you have that graveyard.
Graveyard right next to it.
Right. If you have Shrub
across
the street, there's a graveyard. That is why.
Maybe the sister was a Shrub, passed away, walked across the street
for
TGI Fridays. Found out it was closed, got a little mad.
Have calamari?
That had to walk upstairs to work out, and they locked the door on her, bro.
That was it. Done.
And she stopped, bro.
Trapped in the closet.
And then maybe the guy locked the door, he quit. So technically, the guy who locked the doors to Hungry Club got to come back, open the door, so she can leave, bro.
Wow, if that doesn't sound like a TV show. I don't know why. Let's sell that script.
So shout out to our guy that we.
So yeah, so JT is the man.
JT the bigger figure.
Rest in peace.
Why? So he wasn't scared at all.
No, he likes that kind of stuff. Of course, he was amazed by it. I mean, he was totally amazed by it.
He's a pure Holly guy.
He's a pure Holly guy.
Yeah,
100% Holly guy. He's a good guy though. He's a good guy.
Brothers there.
No.
They would have died first.
That's true, actually. That is true. Yes, I give you that.
Always dies first, bro.
That is true. Why is that, yeah? They just make the minorities go down.
The Jewish racists.
You know why? Harvey Weinstein,
bruh. There you go, bruh.
He's the one, not only with all the rubbish he does to the women, minorities.
Yeah, he's making any kind with any kind.
Rubbish.
Is
all
that
of
it for...
And that's the ghost story.
That's the ghost story.
So that's what we got. That's all I got. Anything else? It's scary that you want to... Anything
no.
scary? No.
No, I mean, besides me wearing my Little Pony mask.
Yeah,
that's it. Nothing else scary.
Nobody yelling on the streets of Macaulay right now, so that's not scary.
No, a lady got banged on the car.
She got banged by the car?
Yes.
Really?
I got something that's scary.
Oh, no.
But I will save this for later.
Oh.
I got this guy. I'll show you. I'll talk about it later.
Oh, no.
Uncle Weasel.
What are you talking
Uncle
about?
Uncle Weasel. I will show you the video. People stay tuned. I'll be posting it up. Uncle Weasel.
Okay. Can you give us some hint? A small hint of what this is.
I don't know if this guy's crazy or telling the truth. But he comes in here
to talk to you.
To talk to me.
About
why the hat says don't sleep.
Okay.
He goes, hey, bro, what is this hat all about? It's for the crackheads, for the tweakers.
Ah.
That's how my conversation of a half an hour starts with Uncle Weasel.
That is a great precursor.
I'm going to make the name up. His name is Uncle Weasel.
Wow.
And he can lick anybody.
There you go. Pop goes the Weasel.
I have the video to prove it.
He beat up somebody.
He told me everybody he scrapped with. Everybody who knows him, how many black belt belts he have.
And he showed you a video of him fighting?
No.
How did you see him fighting?
He's telling me it.
Oh.
But it's Uncle Weasel.
Do you want to believe a weasel?
Well, I'm not going to tell him. I'm not, bro, this guy.
Oh, he's a big guy.
No. I have the video. But I'm not going to tell this guy he can't scrap.
True. I mean, but like, if you just be like, yeah. But do you honestly believe him? Like, after he leaves, you'll be like, nah.
Nah, I mean. I don't know, dude. I gotta show you the video.
I don't know.
Uncle Weasel.
Okay, precursor.
I'm trying to. It just happened yesterday, and I'm trying to figure out how to deliver this to the social media sphere.
We're gonna do the fight episode soon.
Because I think this could go viral. The video I have on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Weasel.
Oh, okay, got
it. Good enough to go viral.
That's good. That's not a precursor.
And I literally have 10 parts.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a half an hour.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Or even more, actually.
Got it.
If it's a half an hour. Of Uncle Weasel talking, and it's a minute. I literally got 30 segments, 30 parts.
You have a weekly episodic thing.
For 30 weeks, I can have Uncle Weasel.
Yeah.
Talk story time with Uncle Weasel.
See, and then put that on the YouTube channel. See how it works?
Exclusively on. I don't know if I want to.
You want to post it? Or you think it'll come after you?
See, that's the thing is, man.
All right. I don't know who this guy.
True. I want to post it on IG. I don't know if I want to do it on YouTube because it's a little bit more permanent, right?
You can delete.
What if Uncle Weasel come back, bro?
He not on YouTube, bro.
Hey, get some fast hands, bro. Anyway.
Let's take a break here.
Sleep time's over. Count the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 6, episode...
4.
4.
The second annual Halloween special. There you go.
Woo!
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Hello, Amanda. You don't know me, but I know you. I want to play a game. Here's what happens if you lose. The device you're wearing is hooked into your upper and lower jaws. When the timer in the back goes off, your mouth will be permanently ripped open. Think of it like a reverse bear trap. Here, I'll show you. There is only one key to open the device. It's in the stomach of your dead cellmate. Look around, Amanda. Know that I'm not lying. You better hurry up. Live or die. Make your choice.
Sleep time's over. Cabin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 6, episode 4.
The second
annual.
Halloween special is here.
Yes.
And this is what I was going to try to do. I'm going to try and do this real quickly right now.
What?
For the audio people. Oh. This is going to look really stupid on YouTube, but I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Cabot, I want to play a game. You're not supposed to say anything. So just listen to music.
I'm panting.
Okay. Before you are to play lunches, one That's what I was kind of going to go with, and I got stopped there. But do I have a good Jigsaw voice? Does it sound? Does it translate anywhere?
Pretty good.
I'll do it again later. But that shows how prepared I was.
Wow.
For this Halloween special. I didn't know what to come up with for the Halloween special.
Prepared, we can have our own dinner.
Yeah, see?
There you go.
How about that? Well, with that said, let's do the, before we get into the, we have a Mount Rushmore of the, of course, Mount Rushmore of horror movies of all time.
Yes.
We have a special album we want to commemorate with this occasion. Classic album, 1994, this came out by the Gravediggers.
Stupid mother, I'm already here.
Bring them up, yeah. The name of that album is... This is the first one.
First one. Six Feet Deep.
6 Feet Deep, exactly. And this was a collective. This was the first super group.
You know.
In rap, yes.
According to the internet, which I hate saying as a source,
right?
It says the group's first album was originally to be titled. You ready for this? Nigga Mortis.
That is correct. Yes, that is correct. I remember this. I remember Mortis. That was going to be called that because they were gonna. They got in trouble for that. They got in trouble for that, right? So because of that,
hold on.
I don't know what something's going on here.
Yeah, something's going on.
You're gonna get shut down. They're shutting you down. We have construction people are gonna shut this place down.
Yeah. I ordered shirts. Only got one.
Oh, you see this, everyone? Live, local business right here. We got trouble going on here. Get the shirts.
Purple. Yeah. What size was it again?
Large.
Yeah, you get the note inside the.
I did, but.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it to come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's coming though?
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. That was live interaction right there.
About that.
Live interactions. You in trouble, bruh.
I'm in trouble, bruh.
People coming for you. This is what I mean. You cannot coach basketball.
Yes.
You got too many things going on, so this would not be a good idea if you coach.
So what happened was, sometimes a website will oversell.
Why?
Yeah.
Can you control that?
Yeah, I can control.
That's not good, bro.
When you have like X amount of SKUs come in, right? You got to go and click each one to make sure that it doesn't oversell.
Okay.
So the Galvatron oversold.
Oh, wow. Okay. People want that Galvatron.
Yeah, and then it said I had it in stock.
Yeah.
So I checked the stock. It was in there.
Right.
I sent the guy whatever he ordered, and I told him, whatchamacallit.
He looked pissed off, bro.
He looked mad, bro.
He was pissed off. He was ready for troll.
He cut my cable off, bro. But luckily, I Hawaiian tail. So,
lucky you. He was ready for throw the cable out the window.
Hey, you wasn't recording live right now.
You better call up Uncle Weasel, bro. I back you up because he's coming, bro.
Uncle Weasel's going
to... He's going to call
up... anyway.
Lele Hula and Polo. Back to the Gravediggers. Yeah. That album was called Dead Yes. That is true.
So if you ordered a shirt, it's coming.
Local businesses. So, okay. Let's get back to the Gravediggers.
6 Feet Deep, bro.
6 Feet Deep was the album. It was a super group consisting of, as you're reading on the internets right now,
yes.
Prince Paul, the RZA,
Fruquan,
and the final member,
Poetic.
There you go, Poetic. Rest in peace.
And Prince Paul.
Yeah, I said Prince Paul.
Poetic, Fruquan. Poetic and Fruquan.
Yes, from Stetisonic.
Yes.
De La Soul. Wu-Tang Clan all came together.
A Poetic is from...
Too Poetic.
Yeah, Too Poetic.
So all these groups came together and they formed a super group. That's never happened
in
the hip-hop music before. Of different groups coming together to form this group. And they called themselves the Gravediggers. Not so much as a horror thing. It became that.
Right.
But it was basically, we're going to slice MCs. We're going to... Like, it was a battle style. Like, we're going to decapitate MCs.
I have a video...
Barry.
On VHS.
Yeah.
Because I got a brand new old TV.
Congrats.
And I have a Gravediggers interview on it.
Hey.
And they talk about the reason why they call themselves Gravediggers, because everybody thought after like their first albums that their career was over.
There you go.
So they're digging their graves to show everybody that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Great.
So I guess after De La Soul, they thought after Stetisonic, they thought they're dead.
Right.
After Too Poetic, dead,
De La Soul is dead.
De La Soul is dead.
Right.
Because this came out after De La Soul is dead, right?
This after Balloon Mind State, but
yeah.
It fits it. And then RZA, Prince Rakim, his first album was garbage.
That thing was dead before it even.
It arrived. Was dead before they both dead. Put plastic on it. so they were. That's a great story.
So that's what it is. That's straight from the mouths.
So the songs are very Halloween-esque.
Yes.
So let's go with it. Let's go. Let's start it off with Constant Elevation. There's track 2.
A big one, bro.
Track 2. Let's go. We gotta put this on the Bluetooth. We gotta sync the Bluetooth. Get ready.
Here we go.
It's not being synced. It's, why isn't it being synced? There you go. We're syncing. We're syncing. It cut off.
Bruh,
there you go. Look at this. Talking crazy language.
Gibberish, bruh.
Crazy. There you go. There you go. Classic sample being used here, that piano. Black Sheep used this.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Black Sheep used this. This beat for a Similac Child remix.
Yeah.
Hey,
good.
There you go. So see, it has that horror overtone, but it's just a straight battle rhyme style. It's,
no one ever did this. Like,
no.
Came with this style, right?
No one did. Never mind the Flatliners. These were the guys.
Flatliners was, yeah.
Rubbish.
That's Russell Simmons right there.
Yes. So Prince Paul was known as the Undertaker, right? The producer.
The Resurrector.
The Resurrector. So there you go. There's... So, constant elevation, the ending thing that RZA says. There you go, there you go. It's a very short song, but it gets its point across pretty good. Oh yeah, yeah. This was the B-side to Diary of a Madman, their first single. Yeah. The B-side was this. Not gonna happen.
But back then, I think you could. In New York, I'm sure, I bet you could.
It's gotta be an all-guy party.
Oh yeah.
There's no girl at this party that you'll be listening to this.
It happened.
Okay, so that what he says there at the end.
You know, that's the first time I ever heard that.
Seriously.
Before, no.
Oh.
Anybody see those that?
Oh, positive energy. Activate, yeah, activates constant elevation. That is my. I have a day job, as you know.
Nice.
And I work. You know, local people working.
Yeah.
And then I'm supposed to come up with my motto, my catchphrase, my saying that
right.
For my business. That's my catchphrase for my business.
And nobody knows. Yeah.
Nope.
They're like, this is awesome.
And I put where it's quoted, Robert Diggs. That's his real name.
It sounds better.
Positive energy activates constant elevation.
Nice, there you go.
And, you know, for the fitness world, that works.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
That's
who
so
Robert
great,
Diggs?
Bro. Exactly. Who is that? Is he a poet?
Oh, he must be a poet, yeah.
Is he a
nice
singer?
News.
Yeah. Next song.
Hey.
Another one. This is
which one you play
Nowhere
next?
To Run, Nowhere to Hide.
That's a good one.
This had a great video. Great video on YouTube. Look this one up. The music video for this is great. There we go. Let's go with it.
I'll look it up while you do that.
So see, very horror vibe. Now that little screeching that you hear in the background, the little, like, sounds like the girl moaning or the girl crying. That's been used many times.
Yeah.
Far Side, Sublime, use that.
Yeah.
Classic sample, strangely.
Did he say F it?
Yeah. He just said F it. So yeah, so Poetics dressed as a scarecrow in the video, hanging out in the park, chasing after this guy. There's a guy walking around in the city, shirtless. He's with chains on. He's running away. Crazy.
Oh boy. I wish I had a Green Day shirt.
I'm sure they reprinted it. I'm sure. Ironically, I saw one on eBay selling for $400.
Damn!
Yeah.
$400.
Grave Digger's original shirt.
Ooh, yeah, Jagger the Dagger, Eugene McDaniels. That's where that is.
There you go. That's it. Classic sample.
Synthetic substitution. Classic drums by Melvin Bliss.
Let's go with this one.
Let's
go with 1-800 Suicide. This was their last single off this first album.
The beat is amazing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for this album, Prince Paul really took like stripped down the beats, you know?
Yes.
Wasn't as like thick and lush. I mean, it's thick and lush, but wasn't as technical.
Yeah.
As a De La beats, you know?
No, not at all. Yeah, totally different. Which you had to.
Yeah, I kept it real simple. I mean, on the real, I say simple, but making beats, even beats like this is hard to make.
You still have layering here.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like, it fits the vibe of these guys.
Yeah.
You're not going to put like a happy rapper on this. All these are clearly meant for this album. Perfect. Perfect.
Just Ice sample?
That is a Just Ice sample, yes. Correct.
There's a video for this too, right?
There is a video for this, and this one was banned off MTV.
Oh.
Probably because the name of the song was 1-800-SUICIDE. Yeah. But it's another wacky one.
That's funny that it's banned back then, but right now?
I think it would play.
There's people doing drugs on TV.
You got all naked people on the TV.
Each other.
Yeah.
Any kind, bro.
Exactly. And then here's the culmination of this album. This, I mean, there's a lot of great songs in this one, but the first single was Diary of a Madman. And
yes.
At the time, in 1994, nobody put a song together like this. So we're just going to let this roll and let you guys listen to this. Diary of a Madman.
Before this court passes judgment, will the four defendants please
that
rise
acting,
and approach the bench?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget my retainer balance.
Don't forget that money.
Okay.
This video was also banned
you guys
from
MTV
as well.
Insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous burdens. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits may do it to these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism, the evil that lurks within the sin, the terrorism.
Jesus, this is a Wu-Tang-esque track.
This is very Wu-Tang-esque. Did Paul make this one, you think? What do you think? RZA actually...
This sounds like a RZA. You got the hard drum. So this had a guest star on this song. Let's pull that up. Who was the guest on this? It wasn't... There's another guy rhyming on this. Killer Priest is rhyming on this. Shabazz the Disciple is rhyming on this. That's why it's a Wu-Tang-esque song. This is Shabazz the Disciple, if you guys remember Death Be the Penalty. There you go. Ingenious. It's smart.
Love it.
And then you go into these little interludes.
See, this
into
is
the
where
song.
Prince Paul is genius.
Yes.
Because he's the king of these interludes.
Yes.
Man, like,
so that was his idea. Gotta be his idea.
Yeah.
Here's the RZA.
I think this might be RZA's best lyrics ever. Not this track, but this album.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Compared to all the first Wu stuff?
This is also, in my opinion, the best two producer collaboration album of all time. This is this beats out Madlib and J-Lib. It has to. I mean, you can. Because think about it. You're taking. Clearly, you have RZA's beat with the Prince Paul interlude. And it sounds like perfection.
And lyrically, well, yeah.
Lyrically, I have to weigh the first Grave Diggers over the J-Lib. There you go.
That's great.
There you go. There you go. So that was.
Back, listen to that all day, bro.
Diary of a Madman. Overall, this album.
Ooh, okay.
What are the mics? What are the mics now currently?
Okay. How much mics did the source give it? Do you remember?
Four mics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll stay with the four mics, bro.
I'll stay with the four mics.
Four mics? Like, yeah. There's some tracks that are like, eh.
Yes, listen, in all honesty. There are. There's about three or four that are eh. Like Bang Your Head.
Yeah.
The thing with this album is if you bought the tape of this,
right.
Side A, bangers.
Oh,
when you flip the tape, Never mind.
Struggling, bro.
Never mind. I remember that on the bus.
I hate that, bro. I hate
the B-sides
happens.
Were bad. It was like, there was another album that reminds me that the second Lost Boys album was trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first Lost Boys album even had the B-sides was trash.
They should well, see, they didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Right?
Like, these guys didn't know. Like, if Gravediggers turned this into an EP of just those hits.
You know, that'd be a good thing to do.
That'd be something.
It's like, what is that called? The best cassette side A albums.
The best cassette side A albums,
there's a bunch of them like that. Like, you're like, if you have the automatic reverse thing.
Yeah.
Goes to the other side, you're like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, the worst part is when it's like the last song of side B.
Yeah.
So you have to fast forward.
So you got to fast forward everything, right. Because I remember, if we look down the line of the lineup, it's the same as the beast is the tape. So go with the first, you have Constant Elevations on side A. Nowhere to Run's on side A. Two Cups of Blood is like an interlude kind of thing. Blood Brothers is a good song. Suicide.
Yeah.
And then after Suicide, I think side B starts with Diary of a Madman. And then you turn off the tape after that. Because, right? Because Bang Your Head was not good.
Yeah.
Here Comes the Gravediggers was not good. Ended 6 Feet Deep was Like, we can just play it real quick, 6 feet deeper. This is the last song of the album.
What's up? This is the Grave Digger Jam session. What's today's date?
The
20th. Friday.
See, by this time, it sounds like they've all checked out of this album. Okay, we're done, right? Never mind.
Put it on me, we out of here.
Nothing scary here.
And we'll go like this. Get my man BB Bruquan.
Okay, let's just fast forward, because there's a lot of talking in the band. Remember, it's Prince Paul. Six feet deep.
You know, there's somebody out there that's like, you guys is crazy, bro. This is the best track on the album.
No. This is clearly they're tired already. So they're just like, let's make one song where we just list the letters of our name. When I got four tracks, I'm not an apostle, but I bring the axe to your back. I chew and attack. Like, I mean, the production's aight. But it's clearly a filler song here. That's why they put it at the end of the album.
I feel, you know, but I do feel what they're doing, though. Like, just that.
It's just
kind of like that
filler.
That cryptic, lazy, like.
It's lazy and filler.
Exactly.
It's like they ran out of ideas.
It's not whack, but it's just, yeah.
They're tired.
So it's like, oh, we need 16 tracks. We need 15.
Oh, frick. What are we going to do? G-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
auto-tune guitar, ding,
dong, ding, Fruquan. Yeah, exactly. So there you have it. Four mics still. Go, solid still four mics album. Mics,
bro. Great album.
Four mics, very good. 6 feet deep. The predecessor Halloween album.
Yes.
This
has
got to be the Halloween album.
I play that. I still play that when it's not even Halloween.
It's not even Halloween. Yeah. And I was just checking something.
You got a ticket in your car?
Well, I saw the police guys over here, but I don't know.
Do you put money in the thing?
I did.
Oh, you.
Yeah. So how about we do this? Let's take a quick break
here. Hey, let's take a break because we have to see if Zach Morris has a ticket. Which I hope not.
Take
Sleep
a break.
Time's over. Call Season out. 6, Episode 4. Second annual Halloween episode.
There you go.
Woo!
They killed my baby! Oh, God!
Order in the court! Order in the court! Order in the court! Order in the court! I said order in the court now!
Now, before this court passes judgment, will the four defendants please rise and approach the bench?
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea. Oh, yeah. Don't forget my retainer balance.
Okay. I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with gravediggers in a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was semen. They took a sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element, two or tops. First I'll assassinate him, and then I cremate him, then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate him, or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone, dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
Frontside grind anytime.
Japan Air.
Sleep time's over. Count the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 6, episode 4. We're second here. Annual.
We made our first second.
First second.
In case we said that earlier.
Our first second.
Our first second. Halloween special, here we are.
Chicken annual.
Yeah?
What?
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right, just trying to...
Yeah.
Trying to follow along because it's been a long day.
Sound tired.
It's been a long show. It's been a 5-hour show.
Yeah.
Not really. I had to go check the car. We're back.
Got a ticket.
I got a ticket. My first.
Ah, apologize.
I popped the ticket cherry, bro.
Don't
whatever
pop,
that means.
Don't ever pop that chicken cherry.
So I don't know. There'll be big dogs
chicken
across.
Chicken cherry.
I don't eat chicken right now. Okay. But there's across the street got one. The dog's tail is going up the girl's skirt, which is pretty comical. So that's what we see across here because there's a vet. Right across the street from the Light Sleeper store.
Yeah.
And doggy had a big tail. And the big tail went right up her dress.
Nice. Skirt, yeah, I did not see that.
Which is continuing with the theme today.
Wow, bro. You are a sicko, bro.
Porno-induced show.
No, you are a sicko. You're a sick man.
I cannot control what I see in the front of my eyes.
That's true.
Okay, so on to the Mount Rushmore this week. This week's Mount Rushmore, we're back. It is time for something else scary.
Yeah. Ooh.
The Mount Rushmore of horror movies. Oh. Let's go straight up. Let's just go into it. It's a pretty straightforward one.
Getting scared already, bruh.
Scary times, bruh.
You heard the ghost stories we told you, bruh.
Yeah. We're gonna post that.
Now, everybody, become a member of the Honolulu Club, bruh.
Might as well.
Tell them Sleep Time's Over sent you.
They are an indirect sponsor of the club.
Yeah.
They sponsored the dinner.
They did. Wow.
Who'd have thought? Would you ever thought that the Honolulu Club and Light Sleepers come together?
Nope.
Yep.
I never thought Earl Kai McKee. Well, actually, I thought Earl Kai McKee.
Yeah,
he was the homie. He always went to work.
Right.
Pro Camera Hawaii.
That's Tony, another homie.
Tony Zerga, bro. What happened to that guy? He's falling apart, bro.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's got arthritis in the ankle. Arthritis in the shooter finger.
He's injured, but then he's happy at the same time. But he's like, I don't know.
I want to get him on the show. We need to get brother Tony Zerga on the show, bro.
If we can find him.
True that.
Who knows
he's
where he's at?
In bed right now, laid up.
He's in, laid up in our air.
Probably, that's exactly. Anyway.
So, with that said, speaking of laid up, if you're laid up and you're injured, you'll be watching movies. And hopefully you're watching around this time horror movies because you're going to be watching the Mount Rushmore horror movies, and these are selections that we're going to give you. So, let's go to it. What you got? Number one.
Number one on the list, brah. Let's go with something really old. Poltergeist 1 and there 2, brah.
Oh, 1 and 2. Okay.
I forgot to jam them all one time.
He said, not for ready. I gotta put them all the sequels on
one
there.
One of the scariest parts was when had that half man with the guts coming out. You know, like the...
Yeah.
That was pretty scary.
Well, the clown.
The clown.
The little... In the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Even the good lady was scary.
The good lady was jam up there?
The small little
she was
lady.
Little jam
up. Squeaky,
yeah.
Squeaky voice lady. Aunt
very
Jemima,
famous.
What was her name?
No, her name was not Aunt Jemima.
Wasn't it Aunt Jemima or something?
That is a sir.
Her voice is scary.
Yes.
You're like,
That was scary what you just did there. I mean, but the thing about Poltergeist that just made it so great in the beginning, where they were talking about moving into the neighborhood.
Yes.
And the guy who played by, who was also in Return of the Living Dead.
Oh.
1 and 2, that guy.
Wow.
He was in many other movies.
Which guy is that?
The realtor that sold him the house.
Oh,
he was in Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, that's what a small...
And you're asking,
horror
spear. He mentions to them that this was... You know, built over an Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
You, when the moment you hear that, bro, you get out of there.
Yeah.
Why are you gonna be okay? I'll take it. What's the down payment? Get out of there. He mentions it to them.
And then in 1 or 2 is the one they go up to the top of the mountain.
The top of the mountain.
Yeah, the top of the hill, and they turn around and just to see.
That was the first one.
The graveyard, right?
That was the first one, yes.
And then they still bought the house.
They still buying the house.
Isn't that good? That's a Howley family.
That's Howley's, bro. He said, good enough. I buy them. We're going to put the pool.
Local people, bro. It can be
get
local,
out of there.
Local Howley, whatever. It's local in general, guys.
Get out.
You're looking at you crazy, bro.
Get out.
We out of here.
That's why the movie Get Out was called Get Out. Because what do black people do when they see a horror situation? Get out.
Get out because they're smart.
Local people, get out.
Get out.
Howley's they stay.
Howley's they're like, oh, what? For real? Okay. Maybe it's okay.
Good enough.
Okay. I'm gonna pull and tell them.
Be all right, yeah.
We just give them like brioche.
Probably brioche.
Brioche. You ain't trying to understand.
Avocado toast.
See, oh, sorry, Indian people. We're just gonna like build a house. And And the where they built the house was like, yeah, nobody was living there. It was like a brand new, like, if they had like...
Yeah, this is a...
Capole or something.
This was a Capole, yeah. This was a new residential area.
Yeah.
They built it right over Pocahontas.
A lot of scary things, you know, just hurt. And then, you know, things happened after with, you know, people getting hurt on scene.
People died. Real life.
The girl, right? The girl got sick. You know, Craig T. Nelson's the only guy that survived.
That and I think the wife. The wife is still alive, too. Oh. The kids all died.
All the kids died?
Yeah. So that, with that undertone, scary stuff.
And then it's part two, we get the guy.
The crazy guy, yeah.
God is in his holy temple, guy, bro.
He's smiling.
Freaking guy, so scared, bro. I was so scared of that crap, bro. Every time you scream.
Can I talk to you? I just want to talk to you for a second.
You are gonna die. Whoa.
He says that later, yeah.
You're like, oh, shit. Every time, you never look at your screen door to see.
You never look at its screen.
And that's kind of the...
All right, good call.
The thing for, like, scary movies. They have to leave a lasting impact.
Correct.
On you, right?
Yeah.
So that was my one.
Okay, so that's a great one.
1.1.
So then this one, okay. So my first one I'm going to throw out there. I was originally going to put Dawn of the Dead on there, which is an excellent movie. Not that remake that they did in 2004, that rubbish.
Yeah, you're right.
But the one in the 70s, which if anyone hasn't seen that, you guys are going to see it. Great. It's a good party movie. Good to watch for like a party with a bunch of people.
What year is the original? 1978.
Yeah, the original 78, yeah. I was going to put that on there. That's George Romero, rest in peace. But I was going to put his first ever one, Night of the Living Dead, is going to be on my Mount Rushmore. Because I'll never forget. Reason why I have a memory to this. Now, as a child, my mom worked all the time. And she was never home because she was at work. So I would be at home. I was what you call a latchkey child.
Well, yeah, I was one of those guys.
And, right. You was exactly. So at home, this was on Halloween night.
Wow.
Halloween night, I'll never forget this. This was in 1988. Halloween night. I did not go out because I was a kid. Right. So I was at home watching.
Oh, so you didn't go trick-or-treating?
No. I was at home the whole night.
Sorry about that.
I had it rough. But I was at home watching, and she didn't get home working till late, like sometimes 10, 11, midnight.
Right.
I was turning the channels trying to find something to watch. I turned to VH1. Oh. VH1 showed Night of the Living Dead.
Wow.
And I've never seen it before. So I'm turning on, there's a black and white movie. As you remember, Night of the Living Dead was black and white. Yeah. Even though it was in the late 60s, he made it purposely black and white. I turned to VH1, I'm like, what is this? It's like a black and white, and it looked kind of cheesy in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like he's telling the sisters, they're coming to get you. And, oh, look, there's one of them now.
Right.
And then they confront him, and it's a zombie. And I never seen a zombie before. Oh. There wasn't much zombie stuff.
Was that the first movie with zombies?
Yes.
It was,
well,
right?
Technically, no. But the one that used, that, like, Walking Dead, that was it. So I'm like, what is this? What is this guy? And the girl's being chased, and she's by herself. And I'm like, and I just was like mesmerized. Like, what is going to happen with this?
Right.
It's black and white. And then they were swearing on it.
Mm.
And it's like a black and white. The only black and white I saw till then was My Three Sons, bruh. And like The Honeymooners and Dennis the Menace. Leave It to Beaver. And then there's nudity in this movie. There's naked ladies walking zombies, right? And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what is this? What the hell am I watching? And I just couldn't turn the channel. I was just mesmerized by this. And then I was scared a little bit, but I was more like just amazed. Like, what is this?
Swearing, naked ladies, zombies.
And then a black guy comes in the show. And I'm like, a black and white movie with a black guy as the good guy, the leader.
Right.
Which I've never seen before. I mean, you gotta remember.
Right.
And the whole thing you know, everything gets worse and worse. They're trying to decide, do we go to the basement? Do we stay up here? Do we fight?
Right.
Do we barricade? And it's a whole fight of, like, what to do in social behavior, right?
Yeah.
And I could catch on to that even in 88. I was like, what, 9?
88, time to set it straight.
I set it straight. And that's why 88 is the only year that matters in the 80s, bro.
Bruh.
Because the hip-hop was good then. True. Night of the Living Dead.
True.
So there you go. So I have to say... And then at the end, I don't want to spoil it, but the ending, it was, that caught me too, because that ending was a swerve.
Nice.
I don't want to give away the ending, because we screw up people by giving away endings.
You actually do screw up people?
No, you have.
Oh,
yeah. But you,
oh, bro, what is that, bro?
You have spoiled movies on this show, bro. Yeah, I'm not going
to
do it.
You listen to this show, it's a spoiler, period.
That's true, actually.
Everybody's spoiled, bro.
A lot of people spoiled, actually. That's a whole other topic. A lot of entitlement. But I'm not going to give it away, but it's a good swerve. That's my first... For the rant there. First movie, Night of the Living Dead. All
there you
right,
go.
Let's go.
There you
go.
Okay. Let's go into... Let's keep it old school for me.
All right.
First time I seen this movie, I was at a family party.
Okay.
And all I remember is it being dark because they turn off all the lights. Oh. I had no idea where my mom was. Right. I just remember being on a stairwell.
Right.
Like, kind of like not clinging to the stairwell. Kind of like pushed next to the stairwell.
Okay.
Like, kind of peeking. And it is The Exorcist, bro.
Oh, there you go. All right. So you guys were watching this at a family party?
We were watching at a family party.
Hawaiians, that's what they do, bro. That's Hawaiians, what the Hawaiians,
bro. That's what we do. Because you know why? It's not real to us, bro.
It's not
we
real.
Just scrap the demon.
Bro, the Menahunis take them down. Bro, night matches take them down.
Night matches more scary, bro.
Night matches give them slaps.
Yeah, you see a dead uncle, you'd be more scared of that.
Exactly.
But really, no, you guys watch? I was a kid, bro. You guys, I was like,
wait.
I don't know where my mom was. On the real. I to this day, I kind of like want to say, where were you?
Not watching the movie, bro. She was running when they wised up. Well,
he's probably outside, bro, eating a pokken. Ukuleles.
Probably playing ukulele. So you guys decided at a family. What was the occasion?
I don't remember.
It was Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You're like, watch Exorcist a lot.
All I remember is I was sitting in the stairwell, and there's a walk, like a carpet walkway, yeah. And in front of me was like the sofa for where everybody's sitting. I don't know what I was doing in the stairwell, and then I remember seeing her head spinning around, and her talking in the voices.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
And I can talk about it to this day because it still freaking scarred me, bro.
Really?
But when I watched it again, it's freaking hilarious.
Okay, yes. That's what I want to get to.
Oh, my God. You watch it, you're like, this is so...
I'm not scared of that movie. Yeah. I can't... It's just comedy.
Well, comedy, no.
It's comedy.
But when you're like, dude, I was in my... I don't remember how old it was.
Yeah.
I was young.
Right.
I'm watching that movie. No one should be watching that movie by themselves. I don't know. I have no idea where... Is this a dream to me? I don't know.
Oh, right, right,
but
right.
I don't know where everybody was.
That's so weird that they decided on a family party to watch that. Both that's just amazing.
I mean,
Exorcist. That's hilarious.
Well, it's creepy. It's super scary back then.
It's creepy. I mean, it's based off a true story.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. But if you, yeah, it doesn't hold up. It does not hold up in 2017. So they've made many sequels of this.
Oh yeah.
Many sequels.
I've seen the Emily Rose one. Yeah, it's cool. They're trying.
The whole Exorcist thing has been played out, I think. They're trying.
It's super played out, man.
Trying
super
to resurrect a new one and a new one.
But just for the fact that it was scary back then.
Yeah.
And it actually left a scar on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I went back and watched it when I got older and I just laughed.
Yeah.
I'm like, oof, glad I got over that.
Yeah.
Because we jacked up if I still was scared.
That would be
but it's terrible, man.
Right.
That's a terrible one. So that is my number two of the
No, good call.
Much more.
Good call there. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay.
What you got?
This was one that kind of came up to be kind of by a surprise. I was with an ex-girlfriend at the time, and she was into horror movies. I was into horror movies, so it was good to talk about them. And she asked me, did you ever see the movie Saw? And I'm like, no, I always heard about it, but I never really got... Well, I have it. You want to just watch it? Okay, let's just watch it. Let's figure this out. So she's seen it already. So she's playing this for me. Right. And I had no idea going into this what was going on with this. I did not know. And as this unfolded... With the games, with how it was very smartly done. I mean,
It was great.
If you remember this, right? It was James Wan was the director.
Yeah,
I believe. Cary Elwes was in this.
Yes.
Danny Glover was in this.
Classic.
Right. They're locked in the bathroom, in the big bathroom, and they're trying to figure out how they got there.
Right.
And then all these clues unfold, and then they have all these games. You have, of course, Jigsaw.
Yeah.
I want to play a game. Before you is this. Do this. You got time. Hurry up.
Right.
And it was just so masterfully done, and you're trying to put the pieces together of what's going on. And then, not a spoiler, but at the very end, one of the best, biggest swerves of all time take place in this movie. This is where I never talk out loud when I watch movies, and if I've seen it before, I'll make commentary.
Right.
I'll be like, what, me and you watching a movie like North Shore, I'm going to be talking with you. Yeah, I mean, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But if I've never seen this movie before, I'm not going to just all of a sudden just, holy crap, and just be like, just be shocked.
Right.
I was shocked at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
So I guess it's more of a shocking than horror, but it's very bloody.
Yes.
It's very horror-esque. It's not scary, but it was shocking.
That was one of the, I think, how do you explain it? That was the first time someone ever put a twist on horror.
Yeah.
Where you're like, damn. You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
Like, it was so intricately done.
And it made me want to watch the rest of the Saws.
Right.
But like any good franchise, they F it up.
Yes.
So when they got to Saw 3, I think it was. I was over it already.
Saw 3 was the climax of that
series.
Because
after that, I'm like, dude, it's over. Because I tried watching the other ones. I'm like, eh. I liked it so much. I even got my wife to watch it. She liked Saw.
Yeah.
She's not a horror
chick.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the next point. Like, a lot of people who never liked horror ended up liking Saw.
Yeah.
Because it was smartly done. It was well written. Well, the first, second, and third were good. After yeah. that, they kind of ran out of ideas. Yeah. But
that was. I get someone to be dead but not dead. You know, it's like.
Exactly.
Oh my God, Jigsaw, I thought we killed him. So,
yeah. And then all the twists, and then they. Well, not the, all these little things that kind of tie in.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you
yeah.
go to the third movie ties into the first movie.
Yeah.
And the second, and everything is tied in, and you're like, how did they put that puzzle together?
Right.
Amazing.
Right.
And most shocking, I gotta say.
The most shocking, the plot is great. It kind of, as a society, moral, it kind of tested your moral fabric.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people are in there because they did something immoral.
Correct.
So, you know what I mean? Like, they judge racists, right. swindlers,
right.
you know, thieves, rapists.
Right.
Like, and it, it's kind of like a, almost the evil dude trying to...
He's trying to do right by getting them right. to getting them to realize life.
But do wrong. It's like,
well, yeah.
It's one of those weird ones that teeters on, like, you're stoked on it, but then you look at your own life, and right. you're like, well, I'm not perfect either.
Right.
What if Jigsaw came for me?
Well, because you know what Jigsaw, like, Jigsaw was dying from cancer.
Right.
He was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And he that's why he would say you have to value your life, because yeah, if yeah. you don't, it could be gone. Right. So will you take that risk to value your life to keep living, right? So it was all about, that was the whole moral of this yeah. whole movie, to live, right? No matter what the cost,
right? right?
Because of what you did, you got to make amends. So there's all kind of yeah. depth to this
movie. I like how every little challenge he had
yeah.
was kind of based on the whoever individual was in there's like vice, you know?
Yeah.
And exactly. you're like, wow.
exactly.
Pretty gnarly, dude.
Yes.
So yeah, man, that's one of my that was part of top nine.
Great.
Too.
Okay. Very good. Yeah.
So I guess to go to my last one.
Yeah.
Would be one of the best zombie movies made in the new era.
Yes.
You know, of course you have like the Living Dead stuff was great. Classic standards. But this one I seen because it came out in the underground in the UK first.
Yep.
Everybody was talking about it. So I finally got it on DVD. Did I rent it on DVD or somehow downloaded it, or I tried so hard to get it.
Yeah.
28 Days Later.
I like it. I like it.
From cinematically shot, it's one of those ones, man. You're like, damn, dude. People in the UK just make things better. Better. If you look at Walking Dead, side note, majority of those actors are from where?
You got it.
They're all from the freaking UK, right? From the UK,
right? Yep.
Because when they talk to you, like, and yeah, I
you they know, talk to them in Talking Dead. They're all like, hey, you have a British accent.
Oh my God, how many of you guys are British? Is any American actors in there?
It makes you wonder, right? Like, where are all the American actors?
It does make
They're
you
all wonder. European.
But guys. It's almost like weird because I don't know if it's like Americans can't act.
I'm right? beginning to believe that.
Or they can't get into these characters, dude.
How can you not American find an American?
Don't have depth in their character
to do this.
No, because everybody that is the main dudes are all on say 80, anything.
About 80% of Walking Dead is UK.
Pretty much everybody in Walking Dead is from Love Actually.
Wow. How about that?
Anyway, so 28 Days Later, zombie movie.
Excellent.
Dude, for the first scene already.
Yeah, excellent.
I don't know how they got London or wherever it is.
Because it was from the monkey. They released the monkey.
Yeah.
All hell breaks loose after that. 28 Days Later, that's what happens. And then very, very... The cinematography is excellent.
Great
scenes, great scene shots, epic scene shots.
The music.
Music was perfect.
The first scene, he wakes up. That's one thing is like, did what's out first, 28 Days or Walking Dead?
Oh, 28 Days. Clear, yeah.
No, I mean like comic book came out before 28 Days Later?
Oh, good question there.
This is 2002.
2002.
When was Walking Dead's comic?
It wasn't 2000s. It wasn't in the 90s.
So who stole what? Who stole the...
I think nobody stole anything. Because
Rick wakes up and then this guy wakes up from being in the hospital too, right?
Yeah, but...
So Jim, I think his name.
But then these aren't really zombies. These are infected people. They're called the infected. And they're running.
Right.
And they're not really zombie-esque. They're just infected regular people who spit blood on you.
Yeah.
And opposed to the George Romero zombie, we walk slow.
But this one is even like more critical because one drop of blood in your eye,
and then you turn.
In like any open pore,
right?
You're screwed,
right?
Whereas in Walking Dead and the other one, the other dead Walking Dead spinoff, you get blood all over you and not get infected,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right. It needs to go in open. Maybe if the blood goes into open wound, you get a problem.
That's why I always thought about it, like, you know,
right?
But, yeah, well, man.
It's like, a different deal. But then I'm trying to look up the year Walking Dead started. I don't see really 2003.
Right.
2003 this came out, the comic
started. Oh, so right after.
Yeah. Right. But it still holds up. 28 weeks later. There's a sequel. There is still sequel talk.
It's actually pretty good.
That was actually another good one. 28 months later, supposed to be the next one.
Oh.
There's still talk about doing a 28 months later. But the first one, where they find the military at the end.
Yeah.
And it's always, the thing with these zombie movies, it always deals with social behavior. How do we handle the problem?
Right.
Where do we go after the problem? Who lives?
Who dies?
Who has the rules?
Yeah.
These military guys, I mean, they're not really working for the military anymore.
Right.
So there's no rules.
Right.
So what do they end up doing, right? They end up finding whatever they get. They see these women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's impregnate the women so we can keep the race going. And then plus, we haven't had sex in a while.
Yeah.
That's basically it. So you have
because all the monkeys are infected.
There you go. Can't have sex with the monkeys.
I think AIDS started.
There you go. That's why there's no sovereignty.
Yeah, that is why there's no sovereignty.
Yeah, see, that's a good
And that's hashtag. Why
four. That was your four records. You have Poltergeist 1 and 2.
Poltergeist 1 and 2. I had
Twenty-eight
days later, and I also agreed with Saw.
Saw,
got it. And I had
Exorcist.
Exorcist.
There you go. Good.
Yeah, those are like my four.
Okay, excellent.
And your last one.
Okay, so I got Saw. I got Night of the Living Dead. I got two more here.
Oh yeah, my bad.
So, yeah, I got two more. Okay, so let's just. I was torn between two movies, and one of them was The Shining.
Ooh.
And the other one was The Blair Witch Project. Okay, yeah.
That's for the initial reaction as well, right?
Yes. If we fast forward to 2017, when you mention Blair Witch Project to someone, they most of the time will roll their eyes. But when the Blair Witch Project first came out, when people did not know this was real or fake,
oh, yeah.
I still remember DJ Delve telling me he has a little snippet he found that was sent to him by someone of the Blair Witch Project something.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
On VHS too, yeah.
On VHS.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And he's like, I don't know, but I saw this thing, and I don't know if it's real or not, but this was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I couldn't sleep. I'm like, what? Shut up. He plays this for me. I'm like, wow, is this for real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is this real? And we couldn't figure out if it was real or not. That kind of magnitude to a movie is something that you do not see anywhere. And that was their buzz to get this movie out.
Right. That's crazy.
And that buzz has never been duplicated before.
Because I remember the people coming to maybe Delve was or like Wembley Small Fry them.
Him
they
too.
They came to my shop. I mean, to my show, radio show.
Yes.
With the VHS.
Yes.
Like, Cabot, you got to watch this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what is it? They're like, it's a Blair Witch Project, bro. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know. It's just VHS. And then you watch it. I don't know. We don't know if it's real.
Yeah.
And I remember that vividly because they came to the show.
And it was done like you were to believe it was real.
Yeah, because everybody believed it was real.
It was a handheld camera.
Yeah.
Never before have movies been done like that. That was the first handheld camera movie that made it big.
So many biters now.
Exactly.
It's irritating.
And I remember seeing that opening night, packed house, Pearl Ridge West.
Wow.
Packed. And we're all watching this thing. And of course, you know, because the camera's moving around, I can see how people could get sick or whatnot, but that's what kind of was happening with people, right? People getting nauseous because the camera moving.
Right.
But the ending scene to that, if you remember that one, in the culmination of what they were talking about, that one I could not sleep that night.
Mm, nice.
That kept me up.
Nice.
And that was the only movie.
Oh, so the VHS, did you see the VHS clip?
Yeah.
Oh, so Delve didn't have the whole thing?
He didn't have the whole thing.
Oh.
That's why we didn't know what was going on.
Oh, someone sent him a clip?
He got it from... It's always like somebody got it from somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just like the ring. So then you get that thing.
The Ringu.
And then so we played it. We was like, what is it? And then and of course I'm reading on the internet, you know, okay, this is a fake. It's not real. Okay. But I want to see the whole thing. I want to just see
the magnitude
of this thing. And it lived up to what it was meant to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you don't see anything. It's just them panicking out. And it can happen in real life. You can get lost in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
We can go... Any place out there, Mauna Kea, not even Mauna Kea, Kaneohe.
Yeah.
We could get lost out there. We will find our way back.
Yeah.
But it's possible. And then the things can happen. Nobody can hear you scream. You could get injured hiking.
Yeah.
Nobody gonna find you.
Nobody gonna find you, bruh.
False crack medevac,
you'll
be dead medevac. Exactly. There were no cell phones back then.
How's that? You lost. You see all kind of weird structures and all kind of stuff like that.
Exactly.
Voodoo dolls or whatever.
Exactly. You wake up and then you hear noises.
Yeah.
Kids laughing. Similar to something else that happened to you. That's going to freak you out, bro.
I've had a camera with me, a calamar.
That's what I'm saying. Going to freak you out.
But the thing is, with these actors, they were hired and they didn't... They didn't tell him what was going to happen.
They did not.
So the reactions was all real.
They did not.
Which is brilliant.
Yes. And you don't see anything. Yes. And they took away their food. So they were grouchy.
Yeah, they're grouchy.
They were stressed.
Yeah.
That's how you get real emotion. And I will still defend this movie. People can always... Of course, the sequel sucked.
Yeah.
All of the ones thereafter were garbage. Yeah, total garbage.
You can't do it again.
But Blair Witch, the first one, that's five mics,
bro.
That's
a good one. Yeah, five mics. For what it is and where it came from, five mics, bro.
For the magnitude of what it built on.
Yeah.
And the delivery at the end.
Would you consider that the first gone viral?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was
viral before viral.
Yeah. VHS before viral.
Some of VHS's got around the world. Like, got around the world, but maybe United States. Well, put it this way. If a VHS got to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii. Where it had to travel over the ocean. Yeah.
Things always came slow here.
So that means it must have got all over the,
yeah,
you know, the West Coast.
I mean, 2003, internet was strong then. Not crazy not strong.
Super strong.
MySpace, you know. But for it something to build off of that, never been done before, it will never happen again.
Right.
It will never happen again. So that's, okay, that's number three.
Woo!
And then I got to end it out with, I mean, the first of the slasher kind of movies. We get plenty of guys. Get Freddy, get Jason, get Leatherface.
Candyman,
get Krampus.
Get It.
It. We've never talked about It yet, by the way. We still got to see that.
It 1 was scary.
It 1 was scary.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like...
It 1 was great.
Yeah.
But in the second one, I mean, I heard it's great too, but I'm not a movie theater guy. I'm more like, I watch them at home. The only thing I go to movie theater is Star Wars. I watch the Star Wars.
It's not Star Wars. Star Wars, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, Star Wars, yeah. So, besides all that, let's go back to the final one. I got to put Halloween, Michael Myers.
This is
Michael Myers, bruh.
You forgot Carrie. Carrie was kind of scary, too.
Yeah, Carrie. All
a bit, bruh. Blood, evil mom.
Carrie was just a girl that was down on her luck.
Anytime you get Jesus crying in blood is scary. You never know.
That always works. Yeah. That always works.
Anytime you get the crucifix, bruh.
Salem's Lot, bruh. Remember that one?
I forgot that one.
Scary kind of movie.
Yeah.
Pet Cemetery, about a cat coming out the grave.
Yeah.
Anyway. But
Halloween, bro. Michael Myers.
Jamie Lee Curtis, bro.
Jamie Lee Curtis,
I'm going to tell you guys right now.
Nobody knows if that's a woman or a man.
That, she's in that coming movie, or she's going. She don't know if she's coming or going. But she hottest in True Lies, bro. Jamie Lee Curtis, hot, True Lies, dancing around naked. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't know what to do.
What do I do?
But Jamie Lee Curtis got her start, kind of,
from
that movie.
Halloween, bro.
Michael Myers, he keeps on coming. That was the first slasher deal.
Was that the first slasher?
Yes, that was before.
What year is it?
70? This is 70s. We can pull them up. 70, you got to be 76, 77. Let's take a look here. We're Googling right now. Halloween, the original. It was redone by Rob Zombie, which was
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys
Zombie just like Satan, right?
He tries, bro.
78?
78, there you go. You're 78 just like the other movie that was what we mentioned before. What was that? Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
Yes. Halloween. It's Halloween, so of course it fits. It's on the night of Halloween. Michael Myers come back, kill everybody. He say piss off right. Well, he's looking for Jamie Lee Curtis, of course, the movie, right? And
y'all
the
mad.
Fun ensues, y'all mad.
Faces grow his any kind, bruh.
His face all any kind. He has the classic mask.
What's more scarier? Halloween or Jason,
Friday 13th?
Friday 13th.
Jason, who would be a scarier guy to see?
Yeah.
Walking down the street at you?
Yes.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, I think so.
Because of the face.
Face, yeah.
Yeah. Both of them are indestructible.
Right.
Of course.
Technically.
You can do whatever you want. You know.
Control him in space, bro. You control him in a third dimension.
You know what, bro?
Control him any kind of places. These guys is never going to die.
Speaking
evil
of that
is everywhere.
Yes, it is. Friday the 13th, last couple weeks ago. It was a Friday 13th, so I decided to have a Friday 13th marathon. So I watched about four Friday
13th. Wow!
And of course, it culminated with Jason X. And where is Jason? In space, bruh. He's running around in space, flying around. And then the guy, the classic line. And then Sky knows this line well. The guy, one of the military guys, he falls into the screw. And then this thing is screwing, turning him around and around. And the guy goes up to, wow, he got screwed.
Oh,
great line, bruh. Great line.
You know, like Jason X, right?
Yes. That's the 10th one.
Well, that and Virgin Mobile, right? X, bro.
Never mind that, bro.
They get him in a space shuttle, bro.
Never mind.
There,
Jason X, he talked to
Tesla's
Malcolm X.
Tesla's up there, bro.
Normally, yeah.
The guy Branson's up there. Hey, how you doing, JC? What you doing cruising today?
bro. Ugh. You, I don't know what you're talking. You
anyway, Halloween was scary. It was scary. Yeah.
Halloween was a good one. It was just a good.
The old Friday the 13th was scary.
It was original, yeah.
It was original, yeah.
And then that led to Friday the 13th. That led to Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw.
Came before all of those. Yeah. Halloween became before. Yeah. Nightmare. Wow, I did not know that.
That is a great one. So I implore everyone that does not go out on Halloween, which is myself, yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going to go out on Halloween, right?
I take the kids around the block.
Really? You still do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. People still give out candy.
They do, yeah. They do.
Check the candy for the razor blades, bruh.
But like I said, bruh, Waikele was one of the worst places for go trick-or-treating.
That's right. You did mention that last year.
Town, too. I bet you town is just as bad as the basketball
Just go Kahala Mall, bruh.
True that.
Pick up the candy from the rich Chinese people.
My street, bruh.
There you go.
We got a lot of fortune cookies.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. That wraps it up. So that's my list. So Saw, Halloween, Night of the Living Dead, Blair Witch Project.
Very good, bro.
There you go. So that's it.
There it is, bro.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Everybody be safe. Go get your membership at the Honolulu Club. Tell them Sleep Time's Over sent you. Just so you can go into that massage room, bro.
Go in there. Strip naked. Lie there.
And say Bloody Mary.
Say Bloody Mary. Say Candyman.
And after that, she would say, hey, my name's not Mary. And then you'd be, oh, my bad.
He'd be like, oh, easy, Mary.
Poor oh, Mary.
And then the fun ensues. And then everybody turned Mahu. Great. Wonderful. What an ending to this Halloween show, huh?
Happy Halloween.
There you go, bro.
It wasn't even close to Halloween.
That's right. I got to figure out what kind of... Well, you're going to have some surprises on here. I'm going to put some movie bites throughout this thing.
Yeah, so there you go. Get ready. Guy. Shout out to DJ EQ, bro.
Shout out to EQ.
Yeah, he's a horror guy, bro. That's right.
Shout out to DJ Bubba, EQ. Bro. He created the first horrorcore mixtape.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The Glory Boys.
Yes.
It's him, Bubba, who else is in the EQ, and was it Taji? I don't know.
Was it Taji?
EQ had a little crew going on.
He did.
On.
He have a gore.
Glory Boys.
Yes.
Well, I think it was him and Ha-O, I think.
Yes.
Because they like a lot of horror.
He
well, maybe John from Ookla. I think he's down with the crew too, right?
But he mixed Rob Zombie
bro.
Horror songs, bro.
That's right. When I think of Halloween, I think of horror stuff, I think of DJ EQ, bro.
DJ EQ to Halloween. That's right. You drive around the big cop car I used to have.
Yeah, true that, yeah.
Remember that car?
That guy was a great, funny guy to talk with.
He was a funny guy. He had some comments.
Any kind, his commentary.
He had some comments.
He's pretty classic, bro. Yeah. I haven't talked to him in a while. We got to get him on the show.
We got to talk to
him. See how he's doing, bro. Next Halloween, bro.
Next Halloween, get ready.
DJ EQ, 1 year to find him.
He will perform live performance like DJ EQ. He will mix hardcore all night.
All right, Rob Zombie with Biohazard, bro.
Wow. See.
All right. Sleep time. Come on. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 6, Episode 4.
The second annual. We made it to a second annual.
Yes.
Halloween special. There you go, everyone.
Woo!
Gentlemen, we are back here on Worldwide Wrestling. It's going to be Cougar Jay and Jerry Price to take on the Samoan SWAT team. And the Samoans starting out very quickly. Well, we have heard from the Road Warriors in this segment. We have seen what the Samoans and the Freebirds did in the cage match. We showed you the clip of. Now let's listen to Mal. He's got something to say.
People are asking me, am I afraid about the war game, huh? They want to know, am I afraid to match minds with Cornette and Ellering? On July 23rd, I am going to bury Jim Cornette 6 feet into the ground. And Paul Ellering, you are going to witness the destruction of Dr. Death, the Midnight Express, and the Road Warriors. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 fifths of the greatest war game combination of all time, Samu Batu, the FST.
Well, I wish we could have cut his mic off. I guess we need to pay off the audio guy.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.